And now, James Gravel.
How many times have you seen someone look at their watch and say, "My, my, time surely does fly, doesn't it?" When we are young, time can't pass quickly enough. But as we grow older, it seems to, well, fly. The New Testament puts it like this: your life is a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. James 4, verse 14. Statistics tell us that during a single minute, composed of just 60 brief seconds, 107 people on earth will die. That adds up to 153,000 a day, which is a staggering number. It's hard to imagine that many people dying every day. Yet death is both certain and inevitable, coming to the very old and to the very young and everyone in between. As much as we might like going on living here on earth, the fact is that all of us will one day face death if the Lord does not return first. But what happens to us when we die? Does life after death exist? Does heaven exist? Does hell exist? More important, if they do, what will happen to you when you die? Will it matter what you believed or how you lived during this life? The popular viewpoint in society seems to be that the majority of those who will die will end up going to heaven. I have been to numerous funerals in my lifetime, not all of which were Christians or even people who were religious. Yet I've never been to a funeral where the preacher or funeral director who was conducting the service said that the deceased person had died and gone to hell. Somehow, at funerals, everyone is magically ushered into heaven, regardless of the kind of life they lived here on earth. If you were to stop 10 people on the street of any city and ask them, "Do you think you will go to heaven when you die?" chances are that 9 out of 10 would say yes. However, as much as we might want to go to heaven, the simple truth of the matter is that not everyone will go to heaven.